Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And a lady like.
Kwanzaa edition. Ladies like Kwanzaa.
They do. So do gays.
We do. Finally, we get to go to Kwanzaa Town Village. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Yay.
Woo. This week on Minority Corner.
Yeah, this week. What are we doing?
It's a Kwanzaa holiday special.
Where are my cue cards?
Where are they at? Patti LaBelle.
Yes, that's right. We have Patti LaBelle singing the Kwanzaa theme this year.
Oh, Patti LaBelle's here?
She did not come to rehearsal, so she might not show up. We're waiting.
Okay.
She has to she has to know her cue. So hopefully.
I got some snacks ready for her.
Hopefully she'll know her cue.
A spread.
But we're celebrating Kwanzaa this year on this episode.
We are. You know what? I have always felt that Kwanzaa is the tacked on holiday to the holiday trifecta that they always go. They go Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. So we're talking about it this episode.
Actually, this year, Kwanzaa has actually bumped our Christmas episode. We're not going to play our Christmas episode till next week.
You got Kwanzaa'd Christmas.
Yes. So we have coming up, I'm going to talk about the seven principles of Kwanzaa this year.
And I am going to talk about the seven different representations with the symbols.
Yes, with the symbols. There's seven symbols, seven of everything. Seven symbols of Kwanzaa.
Because seven is a good number. It's lucky.
It is. It's solid. But first, before that, you and I are both going to take the Kwanzaa quiz before we go into our Kwanzaa magical adventure.
And I don't really know how this is going to work because you told me that you don't even know the answers, so.
I don't. We have a special holiday Kwanzaa quiz. There's a lot of
qua.
We have a holiday Kwanzaa quiz sponsored by PBS.
Oh, PBS ain't got no money.
As in, I just took it off the PBS website.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good source. This librarian approves.
This way, we can check in and see, along with our viewers and listeners, how much do you really know about Kwanzaa before we dive into it?
And I bet not a lot.
So, here we go. We better get into it. Y'all gonna learn something. So, happy Kwanzaa.
You're about to get Kwanzaa'd.
I like how you sent me a text message in preparation. We have a lot of behind the scenes for this week's episode.
How the sausage is made, y'all.
Neke and I were, texting. We even had a little conference call.
I'm afraid there are some things that we shared, and I don't know what you're about to share right now.
I was just going to say that there was a lot of preparation, as in we actually just kind of prepared more than usual.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about how I told you I needed a couple minutes because I needed to take a poop.
Nope. You spilled the beans on that or spilled the
I
poop?
Did.
You spilled the poop on that
one. And then I put some
poop
emojis, too, because why not?
Well, that's what they're there for. And just like, that way when you have to take a shit so bad, you're just like, I can't even text. I just gotta
poop emoji.
Just everyone's like, oh, okay, I know what's up. No, I like how Aneke, like in preparation for this episode, Aneke's like, damn, we need some Kwanzaa drums and maracas.
We do.
You sent me that text.
Because the video you sent me, they had three very charming, nobly dressed black people.
They were very nobly dressed.
Playing some Kwanzaa instruments. Well, African instruments. I shouldn't say Kwanzaa instruments.
They could be used for multi. Those are the Kwanzaa instruments that could only be used once a year for Kwanzaa.
You just bring them out of your Kwanzaa closet.
Yeah, specifically just for that. But I just realized that we have a slew of Kwanzaa movies that you and I are going to star in and produce. The first one is Search for Kwanzaa Town Village. And then the next
Ooh,
one
so
is...
Ooh, so not Christmas Town.
No, Christmas Kwanzaa Town Village. I guess it's Christmas okay. Kwanzaa Town Village. And then also, You Got Kwanzaa'd, which would be the follow-up. So we have a...
Where we just... It's a surprise show where we set up a Kwanzaa spread for people in their homes. We're like, they come home and they go, what's this? And we go, you got Kwanzaa'd.
And then we walk through and we stay with them for a week. And it's actually a reality TV show. We stay with them for a full week and we go, we eat for free. And
that's the worst. We're like, I'm hungry. What you got?
For Kwanzaa. And we walk them through every day, because it's 7 days. So we walk them through Kwanzaa each and every day. So it's our new.
It's educational and invasive.
And it's like a little bit of both. And everybody looks forward to it every year. They're like, oh, here comes the Minority Corner. You got Kwanzaa special edition. I was researching for Kwanzaa. I was telling you about a little bit this last night. Researching for Kwanzaa, I tried to cheat.
I know. What's this? Because as a librarian, I heard this and I got very skeptic because how do you cheat at research, well, my dear good friend James?
So I've been going to a lot of like holiday parties, like almost every day there's been like a different like holiday party. And one
I've only been to one.
There was like three back to back. And there's a lot of like industry people of like. People who are on, like, the Broadway, if you will.
Oh, double excuse.
Yeah, almost like every party, it's been just sort of, like, it's crazy. Like, the great thing about New York is that people are in the industry, but they're not douchebags about it, like, in certain cities. L.A.
Oh, triple excuse. You are just dropping all the humble brags right now, aren't you? Not only am I going to all of these holiday parties, there's industry people there, and they're nice industry people.
Yeah, and one of the guys, and there's some hot, sexy, talented, muscular POC theater folk that are like, hi, you're handsome.
Do they celebrate Kwanzaa? That's all I care about right now.
You know, one of them does. One of them does,
oh, okay,
actually.
Okay, good.
So
yeah.
He did come up. So I guess I can only speak to him.
Okay.
But I was coming home from one of those parties and I was like, damn, I'm tired, but I need to research for Kwanzaa. So what did I do? I remembered that in my childhood days that the Rugrats did a Kwanzaa episode. Nick is giving me sides.
Okay.
So I bootlegged a copy from the interwebs.
Okay.
And press play. I was like, I'll just take notes from this Rugrats episode. Well, first I fell asleep. This is kind of boring. And second of all, it's not very helpful in trying to understand what Kwanzaa's about.
They got one goddamn black character on that show.
She also has a family and a crazy zany aunt who celebrates Kwanzaa.
Yeah, but when were her family featured on the show outside of Kwanzaa?
Oh, actually, you know what? I actually was going to give the show, the Rugrats, I will say this, they were like, it's like, I think what Black-ish was modeled after. Because both her dad is like a head television writer, the mom is a doctor, and she has like these older siblings or whatnot. And I think like, this is a silly conversation, but I think that they balance being black and stereotypes very well. Like they don't shy away.
Oh, well, good job, Rugrats.
They don't shy away that she's black, but they also like, they're kind of like a Huxtable-ish type family.
This is wild, but what is going,
So I couldn't remember which childhood show that I learned all the information about Kwanzaa from. I thought it was the Rugrats. It's not. The episode is not. It left me more confused than anything else.
Yes.
But I think it was Gullah's Island. I think that's where I learned it from.
I'm also going to pause you and remind the audience that both James and I are black.
And you know,
we don't know Kwanzaa.
We don't know Kwanzaa. And that's actually why, you know, Nick and I have been talking about for weeks, Kwanzaa this, Kwanzaa that. And we were like, wait a minute. We don't really know a lot about Kwanzaa. So we're inviting you all of our listeners to go on this magical ride with us as we also discover what Kwanzaa is and what it's about.
Yeah, because I felt kind of bad talking so much shit about Kwanzaa because it's a legitimate holiday that people celebrate that's actually really sweet and wonderful.
It is.
And I need to stop being a petty-ass bitch about this holiday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because, and it's because, like, what you were saying at the very beginning, it's sort of, like, the stigma about Kwanzaa that it is sort of, like, feels like this sort of tacked-on holiday.
Yeah.
And so it sort of just seems like, haha, but it's sort of, it's like, And as you'll see, like, well, we won't get into too much of it, you know, yet, because we're going to discover. But I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Well, I thought this was a great idea when you brought it up.
Yeah. Well, shall we go into our, we're going to start off with Quizlet Corner. We're going to do things in a crazy way because the quiz is going to test us on what our knowledge of Kwanzaa is first and foremost.
I'm excited to find out how we're going to do this.
All right, well, here we go. Get ready for your Kwanzaa quiz happening.
Do I need to sing a song?
Yeah.
Kwanzaa Quizlet, Kwanzaa Quizlet, Kwana, 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 Kwanzaa Quizlet.
Okay, Aneke, it is you and I trying to solve this together. So
it's like one of those rooms where you like have to solve the mystery before the buzzer.
Yeah, don't kill me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be the saddest thing ever. Is that like as you and I try to, you know, celebrate Kwanzaa, we get murdered.
This is a dark twist. Let's move away. This is not a Krampus Kwanzaa Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like the Minority Corner team building exercise.
It is. I like that.
So welcome, everybody, to the team building exercise.
Work retreat.
Here we go. Work retreat. So true or false, Aneke, let's solve this together. Kwanzaa is a religious holiday.
That's false. I know that. It's an academic holiday.
Well, I'm going to say false, too. I'm going to go with your answer. So we'll find out if that's true. All right. Question number two. Follow along, listeners. What do you think as well? Kwanzaa was created by an American in the 1960s amid a political and social movement to build a sense of cultural pride in the African-American community. Who was this founder?
I don't know.
Well, we have four options to help us out. Woo!
Oh, okay.
All right. A, Malcolm X. B, Marcus Garvey. D,
you really, this is...
C, Dr. Maulana Karnaga. Or
sure.
D, Stokely Carmichael.
It's the one you can't pronounce.
Yes, I think that is the right one too. Dr. Maulana Karnaga. That's
also,
what I think.
Also, I like how you picked the most, like, you should have just been like, A, Oprah Winfrey. B, Rosa Parks. Like, the most notable black people you could
C, Stacey Dash. Do you imagine? Oh,
ding, 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 Stacey Dash.
I'm pretty
Dash.
Sure Stacey Dash is not selling. She's not
trying to drive
Kwanzaa.
As far away from Kwanzaa as fucking possible.
She is probably, like, what is, like, the least Kwanzaa holiday? She's, like... She's like celebrating St. Patrick's Day or something. Like
basically, she's like, is it in another month? Are black people not around? I'm celebrating that shit because I'm Stacey Dash and I'm an idiot.
That's how she pretty much signs off on all of her sentences. All right, number three. Why is Kwanzaa celebrated over 7 days? You have four options. One, A, there are 7 days in a week.
Okay.
B, there are 7 central principles and values to reflect on, one for each day. C, the number 7 is a symbol of perfection and unity in ancient Africa.
Mm.
Or D, none of the above.
Is the number 2 one. That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with letter B, number 2. That's what I would say, too. Yeah. I feel like we're applying for, like, an application together. Like, an application.
We're not doing that right. We're not.
I believe it's, like, an application for you and I, like, to be, like, Kwanzaa, like, aficionados or something.
No, we're the Kwanzaa representatives, and they are going to go with probably Gail and Oprah, not
Oh, I know. We're, like, competing to try to get, like, to be, like, the king and queen of Kwanzaa.
Ooh, I love that.
Gail and Oprah better not beat us out this year. They always beat
every
us.
Every year. We're the underdogs in that race.
God damn it. Ugh, Gail. All right. She still owes me $5, but anyways.
Ooh,
number
she
4.
She better pay you back. Okay.
She needs to. You know she can.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4. Which of the following is not one of the 7 principles celebrated at Kwanzaa?
Mm.
A.
Wait,
unity.
Hold on, James.
Oh, what?
Didn't you just answer the last question with this question?
Maybe. I didn't make this quiz. PBS did it. And this is also underneath the Black Cultural Connect / quizzes / what is Kwanzaa section on PBS.
So good. So good. Wait, so number PBS came up with Dr. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, and Marcus Garvey? Oh, PBS, yes. You dialing this in.
They know it's going to be hard enough for folks. So number four, which of the following is not one of the seven principles celebrated at Kwanzaa?
Okay.
A, unity. B, faith. C, self-determination. Or D, remembrance.
Faith.
I'm going to go with faith because I think we're going with that this is not a religious holiday.
This is an academic holiday. So academics like to keep faith away from things unless they're studying it.
Oh, good save, good save. All right, there are seven questions, perhaps in honor of the 7 days of Kwanzaa. So number five, the name Kwanzaa comes from the phrase Matuanda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits in Swahili.
Oh.
There is an extra A at the end of Kwanzaa because A, Americans needed a way to pronounce the word correctly.
See what happened with my name on that one, but all right. Well, go ahead.
Sometimes I add in a third N. B, seven children wanted to represent a letter of Kwanzaa during the first celebration, and so the extra A was added.
Hmm.
Or C, observers wanted to reflect the difference between the African-American celebration Kwanzaa and the Swahili spelling Kwanzaa.
It has to be that third one, because as soon as I heard the second A, I thought African-American.
Really? I was going to go with the second answer.
Oh, look at us. A path that diverges into two.
Uh-oh. Because I feel like in the video I watched or something, they were like, they don't want the child to be left out. And Kwanzaa talks a lot about children.
See, you watched a video. I didn't watch that video.
Oh, see? Study up.
I watched the beginning of it.
Oh, just the beginning of it. You did watch. That's what I was like. I thought you watched the same video. Okay, what do you think, Ineke? Which one do you think we should go with?
I think that we should keep our separate stances because it makes it more exciting.
Well, one of us is going to fail.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, here we go. Last one. There's two more. What is the name of the symbolic object that holds the candles of Kwanzaa? A, menorah.
No.
B, kinara. C, African candelabra.
Get that out of my face. Get that answer out of my face.
I kind of wish it was an African candelabra.
Candelabra?
I want.
It's a candelabra.
Yo. Oh, it's a candelabra?
That's the name.
I like candelabra better.
No, a candelabra is just something that holds candles, like a fancy way of saying that. And I like how they just slap on African in the beginning. Come on. PBS.
That's trying to fool you.
PBS, all right, you're
last
drunk.
One. They were. Last one. True or false, anyone can celebrate Kwanzaa.
That's No, it's false. Only black people. Duh. Everybody. That's what... no shit.
Yes, I'm dead. I'm dying. Can you imagine? False. No! You better give me that candelabra back. You ain't black.
What if I did that? I was like, I'm sorry, Andrew. Only black people can celebrate Kwanzaa. You go in the other room while I do this by myself.
Meanwhile, you're just in your Kwanzaa corner just by yourself and like... Andrew's trying to like look at you. You're like, look away.
This is not for you.
Yes, that is right. Everyone, I believe, can celebrate Kwanzaa. Now I have to enter in my contact information before they would give me the answers.
What?
They just try to get my email.
They're sending you the answers?
Right. Submit.
You're doing that right now?
We got an 85%.
What did we get wrong?
I think... find out.
It only gives you the percentage?
Why won't they tell me what I did wrong?
Oh, PBS.
Well, my hunch says I answered incorrectly on that one because I went with my answer because I thought it was correct, but you were right on that one.
Double A for African American. Actually, that's not what it's for. It's just to differentiate between it because I always remember that Kwanzaa is an African American holiday. Not an African holiday.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, In honor that everyone can celebrate Kwanzaa, let's all dive in and understand even more what is Kwanzaa. So let's do it.
I love it. And you know what? I hope this inspires some people to actually celebrate Kwanzaa this year.
Absolutely. I agree. So, well, let's do it.
Yay.
Kwanzaa time. So we kind of talked about this in the Quizlet a little bit, but just a little background information that Kwanzaa was started back in 1966 during the Civil Rights Movement.
Deep in it, right?
Mm-hmm. And it was started by Dr. Maulana Karinga. That sounds right.
Let me take a stab at it.
Maulana Karinga.
Dr. Maulana Karinga. Yeah, Dr. Maulana Karinga.
Took me 3 tries, but I got it. So he's also the professor and chairman of Black Studies at California State University Long Beach, which I think is both random and dope. Like,
I like that it's a state university and it isn't one of these like hoity-toity Ivy schools because this is a holiday for the people.
Absolutely. And I also, I mean, Long Beach, you are sitting on an amazing gem of information and knowledge. Everybody needs to go take classes with Dr. Maulana Karinga.
Yes, I completely agree.
So he started it after the Watts riots in LA, and he wanted to create a way to bring Black folks together and create a sense of community and celebration. So then when I heard that, I was like, oh, damn, this holiday is hella dope, and why have I not been celebrating this? Looking at you, Mom.
It's like unity for Black people during a time of need, specifically African Americans. We came to this country, we got all of our cultural reference stripped away from us. Like, literally, we didn't come here to assimilate. We were brought here, and we were forced to leave it behind. So I say, right on, let's create something new for us.
And that was exactly the idea behind this holiday, was that he wanted it, you know, to be, because, you know, like, a lot of cultures have, like, their parades, or, like, you know, they have, like, the Irish parade, or they have, you know, Dias de los Muertos, like, a lot of different cultures here in the U.S. still have, like, you know, their big holidays.
Their attachments to home.
Right. And so this, we wanted to create sort of like a week-long celebration, more than just like, you know, Black History Month, but like a concentrated week that was actually really rooted in African traditions and language and identities and things like that. So
I love it.
Almost like, really, especially like now more than ever, it's like the world needs Kwanzaa right now.
I completely agree.
And that was the idea that, like, so it comes from the word fresh fruit.
Or
from
first fruit.
First fruit. Yes, that's true. That's even more true. Well, depending on your translation.
I like that. There you go. There you go.
But yeah, first fruit as an Eke's more correct translation of the harvest celebrations in Swahili.
Because you know I speak Swahili so well.
You good. That is another thing, though, too. It's like, I was watching this one of Trevor Noah's documentaries and stuff, and like down in South Africa, they speak like 5 different languages. That's impressive.
That's the one thing that I want to bring up real quickly, too, about Africa. Every single African nation had some oppressor, and those oppressors brought their languages. So the majority of Africans speak 1 or 2 of the native languages, and then they speak the language of whoever the oppressor was, which is like, you know, English, French, Belgium, whatever, Portuguese.
Dutch. And sometimes Dutch. They speak like multiple of those. Like Trevor Noah speaks like German, English, I think Swahili, like it's just like 5. But yeah, you're totally right.
So we need to hurry up and get with the program, America. Yeah, we are. How many languages do fuck?
One, if you're lucky, and not even all that well.
Barely.
Speaking things all kinds of crazy. But this Kwanzaa combines aspects of several different harvest celebrations, such as Ashanti, not to be confused
with the singer?
I knew you were going to say that. Not to be confused. To be confused with R&B. I'm not going to say princess because she was never my R&B princess because that's Aaliyah.
But wait, is it Ashanti or Ashanti?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm reading this wrong. Ashanti. I just wanted to talk about Ashanti for a second.
I do not disagree with you. I think we need to bring her up whenever.
Because would she, everyone wanted to tout her off as like R&B princess, but she's not my princess. Not my princess.
She wasn't that great.
Not my princess.
Not my princess either. I agree with you.
Shanti, hashtag not my princess.
Is she anybody's princess right now?
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's not really doing anything, so I'm not going to talk shit about her. I'm only going to talk shit about people who are actually like out there doing things. And then, because now I feel kind of bad because she can't sell a record.
Was she with, she did a lot of songs with Ja Rule.
She was all up on the drum.
So both of them are not doing anything.
Neither. She also made that one song, Ooh Baby, Oh Baby, You're My Baby, Hey Baby, where they actually counted how many times she says baby in it, and it's 56 times.
56?
Yeah, 56 times.
That's... That's amazing.
So anyway, so it combines Shawnee, Zulu, and Swahili, right? The basis of...
I like that.
And so each family can celebrate Kwanzaa in their own way. So everyone is trying to figure out, well, how am I going to do it? Every family can do it.
How am I going to do it?
Well, good news is you can figure out how your family does it. A lot of times there is usage of African drums. There's a lot of storytelling, poetry reading. It's sort of like just a big like festival in your house of like art and culture and family togetherness.
That sounds good. It also sounds like with the storytelling, African drums, and poetry reading, sounds like Berkeley.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's just Berkeley in your living room. And so then, yeah, so there'll be a large traditional meal, especially on the final night. And each night, the family gathers together around the canara. So that is the candle holder, which we learned in the quiz.
We got it right. Whee! High five.
Woo.
Yes.
And then one of the seven principles is discussed, which it's in Swahili is called Nguzu Zaba.
Nguzu Zaba.
Yes. So,
and we'll talk about that later.
Oh yeah, yes we will. So you have values so we talked about values of African culture which contribute to building and reinforcing community among African Americans. And this is celebrated between the dates of January 26th all the way to...
You mean December?
That's exactly it. Yes.
I'm sorry.
People are going to mark it in their calendars and be like, "Oh my god, I missed it because of James."
A month late, man, and a dollar short.
This is why Oprah and Gail are beating us out.
No, but
in the
you know what we got,
King and
you know
Queen.
What?
Okay, I'm not
you
gonna.
You know
give
what
up.
We got? We got a heart, though.
Okay, well, that's true. Because they have like all these, you know, it's just you and I. They have like a team of people.
But
and
you
they
know
just
what?
Show up and look
we are
cute.
Ragtag, and I love
the
it.
Underdogs here. They might be the Harlem Globetrotters with all their like you know razzmatazz, but we got.
But
skill.
We're the Bad News Bears. Okay.
I would love to see that matchup, the Bad what? News Bears versus the Harlem Globetrotters. First of all, playing two different
matchup.
Sports.
I know, baseball and basketball.
And one of them's just really terrible, and the other one's just like all this fancy moves.
Superstars!
All right, so the real dates for Kwanzaa, mark your calendars, and this is why we had to bump our Christmas episode till after.
You got Kwanzaa'd Christmas.
You got Kwanzaa'd Christmas, because Kwanzaa happens directly right after Christmas, so move over Boxing Day, it's Kwanzaa time. So December 26th to January 1st.
Nice.
All right, now we get to the seven principles. So each day you would like...
But wait, can I pause you?
Yeah.
This year marks the 50th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, Aneki, that's so right. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I mean, if it was discovered in 1966, and this is 2006, 50th anniversary. And you know what? Everybody's talking about 2016 being a shit year. Let's leave it with a beautiful, wonderful hug of Kwanzaa.
That's what I think is so beautiful about this holiday. It's such a great way to sort of wrap up the year and really talks about, like, because listen, like, on the 25th, everybody goes to their presents and they unwrap shit and they leave it a mess. But the idea is, like, you can celebrate Christmas and then, or whatever holiday you celebrate. But then the next day, then you get 7 days of, like, family togetherness and cultural enrichment. You know, it's really beautiful. It's really the best way to end the year. So I really say, let's do this. So, seven principles. Each day you would talk about what one of these principles are.
I love it.
On the first day.
On the first day of Kwanzaa,
we talked about this. So the first day is about unity, and this is from the word umoja.
Umoja.
Yeah, I said that right because so this is... they phonetically spelled it. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We need it.
Thank you, history.com.
My segment is not phonetic, so watch out.
Hold on. So in the first day, you're going to talk about unity. So as the family, you gather around. And you also, everyone would drink out of the unity cup. So they would pass.
Nobody better have no cold sores.
Nah, because they don't want to be spreading that around. Grandma don't need that. So you would sip out of the unity cup. You could put whatever you want into this unity cup. You could put water. Oh. You could put milk or wine.
None of those options. What about some, like, sparkling eggnog? Cider?
Okay, yeah, you sure. can do that. And so everyone drinks out of the unity cup, and then the last person, I think it's, like, usually the older sibling, will take the last sip and then pour it into this bowl, and you give a libation to the family members who are not there. So
oh,
it's a way
nice.
Of, like, looking back at your ancestors. And so
by giving them some backwash. Sorry. I had to. I'm sorry.
On it. But I'm it's just sorry. I think it was, like, considered, like, bad energy to finish off, like, the because it is just, like, bad, because it is kind of backwash, it was bad, like, energy to drink that, and it was, like, give that to those who are not, your ancestors who are not here. They would, they'll accept that, because they're, like, you
they'll know. They'll
accept it. I'm dead. I don't need the good part.
And they're accepting some of the essence of all of the family members from the backwash.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. I hate to go last, though.
No, me too. Sorry, big brother.
Oh, man.
So that was December 26th.
Yes, 26th. And so just a little brief. So unity, the idea was to strive for and maintain unity in the family and community, nation, and race. So it's really beautiful. Mm. The whole entire family would have a conversation about this. I would be really great, like, as a six-year-old to be having this conversation about, you can maybe even talk about, like, what your family goals for the year might be, strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. It's really like a family team huddle. Which is dope.
I love it. That's really sweet.
Then the second day is about self-determination. So we got this.
So December 27th.
December 27th. It is, in Swahili, it is pronounced Kugichagulia.
Good thing you had that because I'm looking at this word right now and I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, it's, we got to really learn this language. And so then you talk about self-determination on the second day. And so now to define ourselves... name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves.
Ooh, so, I love this.
That is a day of empowerment, you know?
This is Black Lives Matter Day.
Exactly. Like, essentially, right? And also just like, you know, who are you? You know, six-year-old little girl, drink, you know, who are you? You know?
Who are you?
Actually, when I was at one of these parties, one of my friend Troy, he was like, he wanted his new pickup line to be going up to people and just being like, so who are you? And like, tell me who you are.
If someone said that to me, I would just be like, why?
It's a bit much, right? Tell me your story. It's a lot. But I thought that'd be so funny.
It's good though. It is to the point.
It is to the point. All right. So then we're on December 28th. Your birthday.
My birthday.
Well, Aneke, get ready to Kwanzaa on your birthday.
Gross.
Because today, my little Kwanzaa baby.
Yes.
We are going to talk about collective work and responsibility.
Oh.
It is time to work on your day.
That's my birthday is collective work and responsibility. How fucking, God damn it.
You thought you'd get like, you know, President's Day.
Or like, you know, unity, love,
yeah,
trust, whatever. No, it's like bills.
Well, let's look into this. So it's the Swahili word is ugima.
Ugima. Ugima, yeah.
So, ugima.
Ugima.
Yeah. So on this collective work and responsibility day, it's to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. I feel like
so I'm taking on other people's problems on my birthday.
What a beautiful act, Aneke. Like you were kind of like that is beautiful. You are going down
in
history.
It is.
It's a lot of responsibility to be the Kwanzaa baby. Listen, it's just your job. And
God,
you know what?
The worst day of Kwanzaa.
Not
too,
just, man. Okay, listen, Kwanzaa Grinch.
Okay.
Listen, Kwanzaa Scrooge. But if you think about
it's actually very sweet. I like it.
And it's not just, and like, you know, really like also like in Buddhist practices, we talk about being of service. So what a beautiful gift to like on your birthday is actually like a day of service, because everyone, it's not just you, like we all talk about how we're going to take these problems on. And so it's like, if we all take on these problems, it lightens the load for everyone. So really, everyone doing this for your birthday, that should be the birthday gift that you demand from everybody. Take some of this load. Yeah. Take some of this work and responsibility. So that way it lightens the work for you.
I'm into it. And also, I say this sounds like a community shop day. Like, on December 28th, if you want to celebrate a little bit of Kwanzaa, go shop locally. Ooh. Go to that neighborhood shop and, like, buy some goods from don't go to, like, the big box store.
Don't
go
do
to,
it.
Like, your local
haberdashery,
city, neighbor employed place and support your community.
Yeah, I like this, that you're actually taking a little bit step further of how in Kwanzaa, each one of these days, you can maybe also do acts. So it's not just, you know, we sit around, we have these conversations and then we go act and be about it, right? So maybe even maybe it's a volunteer day. Maybe it's a day where you write to a congressperson or you donate something, or it's like, I think it's like community day. How can you enrich the community? So that's a good idea.
I love that. That's wonderful.
We just gave Kwanzaa an upgrade. So take that, Gail. And Oprah.
You're welcome, Kwanzaa.
All right. The next day, Aneka's birthday is over. She is now a year older.
I'm now old.
She's now old. Now she is.
December 29th.
Cooperative economics. Uh-oh. Maybe hold off on buying locally, because this is about...
Oh, never mind. Damn it. Yeah. I jumped the gun.
So I guess what you could do, collective working responsibility, would be helping out the community. Maybe helping out like an elderly person, do some chores.
Go take out an old person's garbage, feed their cat, hang out with them, read stories to a baby.
Yeah. So the other day on your birthday, it's like community day. Go out and do it.
Yes.
And now we get to go shopping, I think, maybe.
Okay.
So Ujamaa. And it says to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. So shop black.
Yeah, so basically take everything that I just said and apply it to this day and ignore that I said it for the previous day.
Yes, this is actually, you know, we should reclaim Black Friday and say that December 29th is the real Black Friday.
Yes, African-American Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's not a Friday. This year, it's going to be a Thursday.
Oh, that's true. So it doesn't worry.
It's Black Thursday, y'all.
Someone's like, but it's Wednesday. I'm like, I don't care. Call it Black Friday. So I guess we can't reclaim it. But yeah, shopping, especially like towards shop local. And specifically, this is an African, I'm going to say this. Shop at African-American black stores. Because this is a black and African-American holiday. So we really want to make sure that we're focusing towards that. So go eat at black and African like restaurants and foods and support African and black businesses on December 29th in honor of Kwanzaa. I am loving this day. I'm loving this holiday. Kwanzaa's great.
I kind of feel I need to celebrate Kwanzaa this year. I think I'm going to take the initiative and do it.
I think I'm going
to
do it too. So I'm excited.
Me too.
Except I'm going to be in England, so I don't know what. I'm sure there's some black lady store or something. I'm sure there's a beauty supply store I can like go.
There's hella black people in England.
Okay. But I'm going to be like in the southern.
There's hella. My people are there. There's so many Jamaicans over there. Because we're an old English colony. Go buy yourself a Jamaica meat patty and call it a day.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
And then solves. See how we solve this shit. And then now we are on December 30th. Purpose. Also known as Nia.
Nia. Like Nia Long?
Oh, that's a beautiful name. That's exactly it. That's what Nia Long's name means purpose. Beautiful.
That's really nice, actually. I like
Nia
that
Long.
A lot.
I saw her at the gym. She was in Big Mama's House, the first one. It was playing at the gym, and I was just like, damn, Nia Long, I miss you. I'm sorry Hollywood didn't know how to.
I miss her, too.
I'm sorry Hollywood didn't know how to treat you and do such
amazing
things.
She's in something. She's in the remake of Beaches.
Oh, good. Awesome. I'm glad that she's doing something outside of Big Mama's house. So, on this day, it's to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. So you talk about that. We would have a conversation about that. And then I guess maybe brainstorm ideas of how you would go and do that.
Is this a combination of the past 2 days?
No. What do you mean?
Okay. Well, okay, so we are to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our... Oh, so this is preserving our culture, mm-hmm. preserving ourselves.
So
okay.
It's like you sit around and you say, like, how can we preserve our culture? Is it like... And so you have a conversation about that. How do we preserve it? I think part of, like, celebrating things like Kwanzaa is a way to preserve it. Maybe focusing on, like, what sort of art you can study. Also just, like, learning more about our history and culture. So maybe it's a day where you, like, watch a documentary. Right? It's like digging.
I like that.
It's a day where you'd have these conversations and then you dig deeper into Blackness and African Americanness.
I love it. And I have a documentary I'd like to suggest, if
okay.
you don't mind.
Yeah.
It is on Netflix, and it is this documentary that I discovered a couple days ago. It's really heartwarming. It's called Floyd Norman, An Animated Life.
Mm.
And it's about the first African-American animator for Disney.
Oh, dope. Yeah.
And he's amazing. He's worked on everything from The Jungle Book to fucking Pixar. He worked in Pixar to Hanna-Barbera to comic books to everything. He had his fingers in it, and he's 81 and he's still working for Disney. He got fired and they asked him to come back. Like, I think it's perfect for this day because it shows our community what we've been doing, what we can do, and what we're still doing.
Yes. Yes. So on Nia Long Day, Nia Long your way into more Black history and culture. So whatever that means for you, dig deep. And then we get to the next day. We're on day 6 here. It is our day of creativity. Kumba.
December
31st. It's Kumba Day. Kumba.
Kumba. Kumba. Mm-mm.
See, we're already doing Kumba because we're getting creative by making a song about Kumba Day. So, boom.
Oh, I love this.
So in Kumba, we to do always as much as we can in the way that we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it. So get creating some art, make it beautiful. Maybe it's a day where you write a play, or maybe you guys get together as a family and you put on a little talent show and put on some, like, you know, wigs or something, or go take a dance class.
Yes, do it before you get too drunk that night, because I know y'all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're not.
It's New Year's Eve.
Are you still drinking out of that Unity cup?
The Unity
cup down, okay? And get creative. So maybe just thing in the morning, right? Yeah, we already did that. So maybe you go out and, like, write some poetry. Do something creative about Blackness, you know? Don't just, like, you know, write something on some chalk on a sidewalk. Unless you write, like, Black, then okay. But, like, you know.
Sure.
But remember, this whole entire purpose of whatever you do, it is all about to dig deeper into Black culture, uplift and celebrate Black culture. So.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, even if it's, this is just good exercises. If you want to reorganize something to make it look jazzier or put on a fun sweater that you feel creative in, this is good for all. Like, I feel like I'm going to do this and it's going to empower myself.
Yes. Again, I would love all of these as long as, like, in the forefront of your mind, the focus is, like, connecting to Black culture and African, like, history. You know, like, as long as that is, like, I don't want this holiday, because this will be the next holiday that gets, like, reappropriated, and we're like, oh, God.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I am Black, so I was just thinking empowering myself.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess for those who are outside, then it's like, you gotta, you know, you have the challenge of how do you respectively participate without detracting and taking away from its purpose.
Yeah, I think just keeping in mind that this is an African-American holiday and that you're celebrating, like you've been saying, celebrating African-American culture there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Finding your way to do it without being a Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, you
That's
don't need to
fear.
Go that far.
Yeah. All right, then. Last day, Faith, also known as Imani.
Ooh, we were wrong. Faith is in there.
Oh, that's the one that we got wrong. So that means I got the quiz right and you got it wrong.
I like how that's what you bring up.
Oh, my God.
You are competitive.
Oh my God, we are like brother and sister, because that was some brother sister stuff. And that's exactly
I wasn't participating in that competitive nature.
I guess it goes against the meaning of. I was doing, is there a game one? What day was that? There is not. What's competitive day? No, there's not. Okay.
There's no competitive name. Okay. Someone needs to get back in the Kwanzaa spirit and celebrate. Some, what was it? What?
Unity? Emoja?
Yeah, you need Emoja and you need a little bit of Ujima. Maintain our community together.
Fair enough. Oh, man. Okay. So faith is actually a part of, it is a part of the Kwanzaa practices. And so it's the last day. It's to believe with all of our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle.
Oh, but hold up. This is not religious faith. This is just faith in our people.
Right. But the quiz still just asks about faith. So
PBS.
Trick they question. Kinda, see, you
they were lazy.
You were trying to give them shit, and they tricked us. They did trick us.
They did. Because this faith is more of like support and believing of our people.
That's true. Yeah. So, but yeah, absolutely. So on that last day, you gather around and you just say, "Ooh, I believe," or something. I don't know.
I love you.
I love you.
Hug people.
And also maybe just even like, you know, maybe have a conversation about who are our teachers and our leaders. And just sort of like looking back into our history of where we're going, where we were and where we're going. And just really celebrating that.
Yeah. Call your mom. Mm-hmm. Call your dad. Call your grandparents.
And even like tell them, you know what? I appreciate you for the struggles that you went through as, you know, X, Y, and Z, as a Black woman, as, you know, whatever. Yeah. And sometimes people, it's nice to hear that, because so maybe they don't even think twice about their experience, but you just acknowledging it is beautiful, and having a conversation about that
feels good.
So those are the 7 days. Each one of the days you light a candle, and that's what you.
I love it. That all of these are just wonderful, heartwarming, you know, and active. They're verbs too. Like, you can go and do these things. You can actively do these things.
Absolutely. And I would encourage especially all of our Black listeners who have connections to, who identify as Black or have family members who are Black or have any bit of Blackness within you. I think now more than ever, this is a holiday that we should all absolutely dive into and celebrate. And those who are not, you can absolutely uplift. You can still participate in your own ways as well. But I definitely, like, I'm with you. I definitely want to celebrate some Kwanzaa this year. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I never have. I think one person in my family tried to, and then.
I know. It's just one of those things where people, I feel like it takes a lot of effort and our media isn't there promoting it, you know?
This should be also like, they should on the, you know, 6 o'clock news of like, all right, today is Emoja for all you folks who are celebrating Kwanzaa. And just like, I think people just don't
That'd
know
be
what
awesome.
It, no one knew what it was. I didn't know what all these each
I don't
days
know.
Were.
I and
didn't know.
Honestly, it takes a lot. Like what we're doing right now, we all have like 8 second attention spans. Mm-hmm. So I see all this stuff. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. And then I move on. So mm-hmm. This is good. This is really like cementing it in for me. And hopefully all you guys who are listening, and this can kind of help you celebrate it as well. I'm going to write some cue cards up, be like a little advent calendar for a week.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and
right.
Enjoy each thing.
Put a little plug on. Mm-hmm. All right. And okay, let's go over to you and talk about what the 7 symbols are, of how there's a certain sort of setup that you got to have as well to celebrate Kwanzaa properly.
Love it. Let's do it. Symbols of Kwanzaa,
symbols of Kwanzaa, here they are.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so now that we've gone through the different days and what they represent, I'm going to get you going with a starter pack of some of the shit that you need to celebrate Kwanzaa.
Here we go. Make that list. Check it twice. Just when you thought you were done decorating for the holidays, you ain't.
You ain't. You get to extend it a little bit longer. Ooh. Maybe decorate a Christmas tree. Do a hybrid. That's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, what do I need?
Okay, so the first thing that you need is called mazo.
What's that?
Or crops.
So basically, get a bunch of crops.
Well, you need fruits, nuts, vegetables. They work as the base of the holiday, and they're patterned after the African harvest. So joy, sharing, unity, fruits of labor. So it kind of celebrates family, tribe, community. So basically, if you have like some nuts, some fruit, some vegetables. I'm allergic. Well, then no nuts for you.
Okay. All right.
But you can do your fruits and vegetables.
And so when Aneke and I, when we come for our TV special, you got Kwanzaa'd.
You better get those nuts out of there.
When you see me come in, I need you to like just push the nuts out. Oh wait, no, we Kwanzaa'd them, so it's okay. I just won't bring any nuts. But is it
every single nut?
I just like, you know, I don't like to experiment. I just like to, you know, I have a nut phobia just because, you know, you've had one nut, you've had them all.
What about a coconut?
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yeah, so put some coconuts out. So, yeah, you can have a coconut. That's fine. What I like about that is that touches into your Jamaican heritage.
See? The African diaspora.
Yes, I'm into it. Right there. And I also love, like, the decorations. It's like, you know, it's about, like, sort of, like, giving. And so, like, it's, like, Thanksgiving for an extra 7 days.
Oh, I love it. It isn't just one day where you stuff yourself in a genocide of people in America. It's called celebrating African Americans.
Yeah, absolutely.
With fruits and just, you know, all that good shit.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Also, I do like how, like, in some of the history that I was studying is that the family is like the tribe and the tribe is like the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because, I mean, tribes are so, they aren't so structured as they were in different parts of the world and in Africa as they are now. We kind of create our own tribes.
Yeah.
And so if you are not around your family at this time of the year, you can still create your own tribe with your friends and your neighbors and your support network. So it's basically just the people who create the fabric of who you are. Celebrate them by creating a spread of fruits, nuts, and vegetables.
Spread them nuts.
Okay, number two. Did you just say spread them nuts?
Yes, I did.
Stop it. Okay, the next one. Makeka.
Ooh, good pronunciation. Makeka. Look at you.
Thank you.
She's doing it. What's that? Thank you.
It's the placemat. Oh. So basically, you got all these fruits, nuts, and vegetables, and you don't know what the hell you're going to put it on. Mm-mm. So you need to get yourself a makeka, which is made from straw or cloth, and it comes directly from Africa and expresses history, culture, and tradition. I mean, not everybody's going to be able to get an African makeka, so I feel like if you just have a nice placemat, that should be fine.
And maybe, and some sort of, like, maybe, again, like, the goal, and I know we're, for some of you, us, it's a last-minute Kwanzaa shop fest, so you're like, oh, God, I just listened to this. It's Friday. You have, like, 2 days before Kwanzaa, or 3 days. But maybe, like, try to find something that, you know, it shouldn't be, like, a My Little Pony placement.
No, let's try and make it nice. I mean, I don't want to knock anybody and prevent them from celebrating the holiday because they don't got something.
Yes, yes.
But this might be a good opportunity on day 29, December 29th, to go to the African shop in your neighborhood to buy yourself a makeka.
Beautiful. You could always upgrade in the middle of your Kwanzaa celebration.
Hmm. So, okay. History is built on tradition, work of others. So that's one way of celebrating is by getting a makeka, which is history because it's built by Africans and tradition because it's weaving. Mm-hmm. If you have, there's also different types of material. There's some that you might want to look out for. Kente cloth is a beautiful type of cloth that is traditionally African. You can use that. There's African mud cloth, which is a thicker material, not as intricately woven as kente cloth is. It's more of like a printed material that has that is used by dyeing different types of mud. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's generally like a dark brown with different beautiful patterns. Kente cloth is more of a vibrant, like, yellow, green, red kind of pattern. Other textiles from...
You know your cloths and materials. I am impressed. I would not...
I'm crafty.
She is a crafty lady. Ready for that creativity day.
Yes. So basically, you want to put a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be saying for these symbols directly on top of the makeka. And I'll go through that a little bit later on, too, in the list. All right, you ready for number three?
Yeah, what's the third symbol on the third?
The bunzi.
Ooh, sounds fun.
And this is an ear of corn. So now, I don't want you guys to get confused with the first one, which is the mazazo, which is fruits, nuts, and vegetables. That's just everything.
Yeah.
But the third symbol is important. It's the ear of corn, which is vibunzi, which is big. I would say most cultures celebrate corn. A lot of cultures celebrate corn. We have an obsession
with corn. And actually, in the U.S., we have too much corn. That's why there's corn in everything. There's like a documentary about like the dangers of, we have too much corn. In America.
Yes. Too much corn.
You feed it
but,
to the cows.
Well, here's something then.
You could take this corn and just put it in your display, and then there you go. We're getting rid of some of it.
Yeah. Or go and get some organic, holistic, delicious, non-GMO corn.
Oh, that's an idea.
So many different types of corn out there. Like, there's so many beautiful different types of corn, so many different types of flavor. Expand it. Don't just go and, I mean, if you don't got a lot of money, I don't blame you. Just go and get an ear of corn to celebrate. But if you got a little bit of time and some money, go to your farmer's market, find that pretty ass, like, blue, black, multicolored corn. Mm. Get it. Celebrate it. Yeah. Live. Be creative.
Be creative.
So what does corn represent?
What's it mean?
The stalk of corn. It represents fertility and symbolizes that through the reproduction of children. The future hopes of the family are brought to life. So, okay, you're not ready to have some kids. Mm-mm. And you want to celebrate Kwanzaa.
What do you do? You got to have the seven symbols.
Think of corn as just your hope in future generations.
Right, yes, absolutely. Which makes sense.
So instead of your own fertility, just the future generations of the world and what we are passing on to them, that we can't just only think of our own generation. We got to think about how this is going to, you know, push forward.
Absolutely. And you know, when I was looking into Kwanzaa, I was looking at this, and when I got to this one, I was like, okay, this is a little heteronormative. And then I started doing some research on the history of African homosexuality. So that's coming, little teaser. I did some research. It's coming to you next year in Minority Corner of the New Year. So look out for that.
And that, by that you mean in a couple of weeks.
No, I'm going to do it next year, this time of year. So you just got to stick around. If you do nothing else,
you better keep listening.
Or you know what? They set their calendars. They're like, okay, I'm done with Minority Corner for now, but I'll come back for next year's gay African history story. So mark a calendar. No. In the actual new year.
I love that teaser. Little plug teaser. Listen up. So if you have children, I don't think that this part, like, you can be whatever family and have children in it. So you want to have an ear of corn for each child.
Oh yeah. You know what? You're right. Cause everything is about, because like a lot of Kwanzaa is about the community, and like, this is where you literally get the phrase, it takes a village from.
Yeah.
And that like, we're all responsible for our children together. So you're right. I take back my pitchfork. I take back my...
Your pitchfork.
Gay against the heteronormative pitchfork. I take it back. But I'm still going to do that research and that expose.
I'm excited about that research and that expose. Believe
me. Love a good expose.
I'm excited to hear it. I love it. If you don't have any children, two ears of corn are still put on the mekeka, which is the mat, because each family is responsible to the children of our community. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's just your hopes and dreams in the children.
I believe the children are future. Put corn on the macaca. Cause we're responsible for the children. Okay. Using
Speaking
your corn.
Of,
yes.
Why aren't there more R&B pop singers singing
Kwanzaa songs? We're looking at you, Patty. Do I need to write this on the queue? She's still late. She's supposed to sing our Kwanzaa song, Patti LaBelle.
I know, she's still not here. My spread is getting cold.
She was supposed to be here. But there should be more like R&B Kwanzaa songs. Brandy, what are you doing? Well, she's trying to...
Nothing.
Well, she's trying to get... She's still fighting with her record label. That's what the phrase Free Brandy comes in. It's a hashtag.
Well, she's being kind of bitchy to Monica, so for no reason.
What? But they just recorded like a new song together like 3 years ago.
Yeah, and apparently she's like mad at Monica about some shit. She's like talking shit on Instagram. It's petty.
Don't be mad at Monica. Brandy. Monica has breathing respiratory issues. Leave her alone. And you know what? I will say this. The boy was hers, yes. Brandy. The boy was hers. even though not really, because I was a huge Monica fan. I was like, you know, back when you were a kid, you like hate the other. You can only like one thing. Everything is black and white. Like there's no gray area.
I was a Brandy fan.
I was a Monica fan. I'm embarrassed. I was livid when Mekhi Phifer showed up at the door of Brandy's. Because he did choose her.
You were? I was like, mm-hmm, that's right.
It is kind of fucked up. He does choose Brandy. And Monica's just like, I'm here too.
This is why I don't understand why Brandy has a problem with Monica. Like, clearly Brandy won the pop star battle. Like, why is she having an issue with Monica? Like, she wrote some... Okay, let me just diverge in this real quickly because it pisses me off.
Absolutely, this is important, yeah.
Monica posted a picture of Whitney Houston on the anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. And goes, beautiful. I love Whitney Houston. She was like a godmother to me or something, like a fairy godmother to me.
Uh-oh. And Brandy was like, she was my godmother, thank you.
Exactly. She wrote that. And she wrote, everybody knows about our relationship and how she was literally my fairy godmother in the Cinderella remake of television. Petty!
Oh, no. Damn.
You rich, Monica, Brandy, calm down.
Brandy, you need to calm down. She's just angry because she's just trying to get freed from her record label.
It's true, but she shouldn't
she
take
also
it out.
Got to she also got to release her album before Monica. The Boy Is Mine album came out before Monica. Monica had to release hers months later.
You know what? I feel bad for Monica.
And she actually, I didn't buy the Monica album at first because track two was The Boy Is Mine. And then I looked down. Number nine was Take Him Back. I was like, you need to So I saved my allowance for two more
weeks. That's smart. That's good. Okay, moving back to Kwanzaa.
All right. Back to the symbols, little Kwanzaa tangent break.
Okay, so now we're going to the meat and potatoes. It is called the Mishuma Saba. Mishuma Saba.
Well done.
Which are the seven candles. So as you remember, Kwanzaa has an African candelabra that you stick candles in.
Correct. Yes. Yes. The African candelabra.
And candles are a ceremonial object with two primary purposes: to recreate symbolically the sun's power and to provide light. So basically, like how in Hanukkah, they light eight candles to celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah because that's how long the oil lasted for the traveling Jewish people at the time. We are lighting seven candles for Kwanzaa because it's symbolizes the sun's power. So the sun gives us warmth, gives us energy. It's literally what causes our earth. It's the reason why we're alive right now. And so we are celebrating our lives and our sun and the warmth and knowledge through lighting these candles. Yeah. Now, you got to have specific colors. So there's...
Yes, you can't just be like, here's my turquoise.
Yeah, no, take your turquoise candles, put them back in your closet.
Here's my purple.
Save it for your birthday.
Here's my horns.
Save it.
Fair enough.
Put them around your house. And you can't, like, use your, like, scented Yankee Doodle candle or whatever. No. Mm.
These are specific.
So you need three red, you need three green, and you need one black. I think this is what gets people tripped up about Kwanzaa because we're starting to get into a lot of rules and regulations right now.
But they're just specific. And here's the thing. Once you set yourself up, you're kind of good for a while. And you just have your Kwanzaa closet box.
It's true. Get your Kwanzaa box out of your Kwanzaa corner in your Kwanzaa closet.
Get that Kwanzaa out of that corner. That is one of our Kwanzaa songs.
Oh, I like that. I'm
on our Kwanzaa album. Get that Kwanzaa out of that corner.
Kwanzaa.
Get that Kwanzaa out of the corner. Kwanzaa, it's a Kwanzaa. Dance beat. It's like a 70s funky. You know,
I like
beat.
It. It's our disco track. Okay, so the black candle symbolizes Umoja, unity, which is the first day. The basis of success and is lit on December 26th. So basically, you are lighting a candle every single day. The three green candles, so first you light your black candle, then you light your green candles, and they represent Nia, Umoja, and Imani, and they're placed on the right of the Umoja candles, while the three red candles represent, oh my God, it's that one word.
You can do it. Wait.
Kujima.
You can do it.
Come
on. Kujichagulija.
You have the pronunciation. Yeah, oh, yeah. Kujichagulija.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, that. There you go.
And then...
Ujamaa.
And Kumba. Then Kumba. And you place those on the left. So you light one candle each day, and you basically, just to make it easy on yourself, you go back and... Is it back and forth? Or is it first three?
Well, you do one for... I guess you would go... I guess you would color coordinated whichever one, then you do that one next. So,
yeah.
So it does seem like it would go, I don't know the order, I'd have to look at the order of like, and you might even, that first year, you might even need to put a little name tag next to which one is which for yourself.
And tell just you, to like, help you out.
Your first year, it's your first trial run until you're like a Kwanzaa veteran. You're like, nope, that one's Nia.
That one's Ujamaa. Okay, this is it. So you want to do the first three red candles, and then the last three are the green candles.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So you light black, and then you do red for 3 days, and then you do green for 3 days.
So just, okay, very, all right, I see.
Yeah. And then, and remember when you light the candles, you talk, that's usually about the time when you're going to talk about the purpose of the day.
Right. Yeah.
Fire's mystique, like the sun, is irresistible and can destroy or create with its mesmerizing, frightening, and mystifying powers. So the reason that we light candles, I think, also is because we are tribal people, and every single culture around the world is based off of storytelling around a fire. So this is just a way of recreating that process of community by creating a tiny little neat candle fire. You don't want a bonfire in your house.
No, just nice and safe and contained, and it's beautiful and it's lovely and symbolic.
Yes. And the colors represent African gods, which is really exciting. Yeah. So red is the color of Shango, the Yoruba god of fire. Ooh, Shango, I am into you. Shango is lit.
He's going to light it up.
So Shango is the god of thunderbolts. He lives up in the clouds and sends them down whenever he gets angry or upset.
They just stole everything from us. I see you, Greek. I see you, Greek islands. I see you, Zeus. Oh, you mean Shango?
Oh, do you think that it's stolen, or do you like, just think it's a division of this of a shared belief? Just in two separate parts of the world.
That's true. That I think like everybody always has like some sort of like lightning god, and he's like, I guess if you are like some ancient civilization, you see that lightning come down, it's fucking terrifying. Yeah. And you believe in the heavens, so you're like, oh damn, the most all powerful thing ever just did that.
Yeah, because that shit, like, I mean,
because everybody seems like they have some sort of like leader, king, god, or like, you know, that is angry and vengeful and like throws down lightning bolt.
Because lightning's scary as fuck.
Lightning bolt. They're like LARPing.
They like that.
God's just LARPing.
Black. Can you guess what black is?
Black is for the people. This is for my people.
Yes.
My earth people. My black people. That is
another hit off of our Kwanzaa album.
Can you? And it's just called Can You Guess What Black Is? And that's,
yes. That's
and it's
song.
Got an interlude with you and literally doing that, and then we just jump right into it. It's a big club banger.
I love it. It's gonna watch out, all you discotheques. We're coming for you. So basically, black is for people, earth, source of light, representing hope, creativity, faith, and denoting messages of the opening and closing of doors. So basically, it is the salt of the earth. It is what light creates. Mm-hmm. And then green. Green represents earth that sustains our life and provides hope, divination, employment, and fruits of the harvest.
I love that. So it's like really getting back to the earth. And like, I mean, you know, global warming, y'all. It's not a myth. So it's
not
like
a myth.
Also, this holiday celebrates, you know, getting back to, you know, earth. That's beautiful.
I love it. Okay, so you need to put all these damn candles in their representations.
You mean I can't just lay them on my mat and call it a day?
No.
Oh my God.
You need a candle holder or an African candelabra called Kinara.
Yeah, even. Where am I going to get this candelabra from?
Literally, you can find a Kinara anywhere. It's like the one thing for Kwanzaa that they got at Target.
Oh, that's true.
So, and if
candles sold separately. Yeah. That's how they get you. That's how they nickel and dime you for everything.
Damn it. So get a Kinara. And you know what? Even if you this year you may not have a Kinara, you might just need to put 7 candle holders up. That's fine. I'm going to say that's fine. But if you take the time, go to your local African shop, go drive through the black neighborhood of town, Find that African neighborhood shop that might have, you know, some incense and oils and African black castor oil and some soaps or whatever. Step in there. Go look in there. Say hi to her working in there or him.
And then, also, just mind you, go on.
And then I was going to say, buy a Kanara and then buy some other local goods that are in there, because you never know what you're going to find that might be actually way more interesting and cool than going to Target.
Yeah. And also, some of you might already be in the neighborhood and you've got the African store and you know where to go. Just go get it.
Just go get it.
You have been sitting on a gold mine of Kwanzaa apparel, and you know that every year you're like, damn, I should have been celebrating that Kwanzaa. Well, you've now heard it. The battle cry.
Yes.
Kwanzaa celebration. Go celebrate your people, y'all.
If you are in the Bay Area right now and you're listening to this, Emeryville has an African shop right there on Bay Street. Go in there. Oakland has plenty. You have no excuse. If you live in Concord, just drive your ass to Oakland.
It is time to celebrate this easy-to-do holiday for your people.
And it's going to be cool.
It's going to make you feel hella better about life, because, like, this shit has been feeling weird and wonky, and we need to feel good about our blackness and our black culture. And this holiday, your family will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So. It is so true. So get your Kanara. And then also, for your Unity Cup, you want to get the Kukumbe Cha Umoja. That is called the special cup. It is what you do to perform when you do your Unity drink or Tambiko libation.
Yep.
And also remember to pour some out for your homies.
Don't forget the deceased members. That's so important. Otherwise, just kind of fucks it up. Like, don't be greedy.
There's more wine later. This is about community. And we're a community with the deceased as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then the last one, last symbol. You ready?
Okay, last one.
Zwadi, or gifts.
Yay! There are presents.
There are presents.
Ooh, I want some Zwadi.
There are presents.
I want some Zwadi. Zwadi for you. Zwadi for me. Zwadi for you, you, and you. That one was written by Oprah.
Oh, good job.
You get some Zwadi.
You get Zwadi. Everybody's get Zwadi. You get Zwadi.
Everybody's walking away with Zwadi.
Zwadi. Okay, so we celebrate Imani on the seventh day of Kwanzaa. So remember, this is the seventh day. And then we give Zwadi on Imani. So we're giving gifts on the last day of Kwanzaa to encourage growth and self-determination, achievement, and success.
And also, it's like commitment, because you got to make it to the seventh day, otherwise you don't get a gift.
You don't get no Zwadi if you don't make it. So if you conk out on day four, no Zwadi for you, motherfucker.
Nope, sorry, Mr. Zwadi.
I'm just going to toss it in this river. Okay, so gifts to celebrate and promote accomplishments. So this is like not just like for consumerism. This is to actually empower and celebrate. So if somebody got a job, get them a briefcase. Or make them a briefcase, because handmade gifts are encouraged.
Damn, I kind of like, unless you're hella good, I appreciate the thought, but I just got this like really nice lawyer high powering job, and I don't need my briefcase falling apart on my first day of work.
Just saying.
I got to make a good impression.
It's your own choice. It's just, I remember that this is one of the stereotypes that I heard about Kwanzaa all the time. People were like, I don't want to celebrate Kwanzaa because you got to make your own gifts. It is just encouraged to make your own gifts. Right. It is not a hard and fast rule.
But I do love that. It's like, first of all, it makes you really check in with the person. So you can't just go to like Walgreens and be like, oh, here's an oven mitt.
Right.
Like, are they a cook? Did they tell you that they actually hate cooking and you giving them this oven mitt is actually rude and insensitive?
Exactly.
So, like, you got to really know these people, and, like, you got to know the people that you're exchanging gifts with. And, like, I love that, like, idea of, like, empowering what they're already doing.
Yes.
Are they, like, a painter? Are they like, man, I really want to get into painting. You buy them some paintbrushes and some paint and some paper.
Exactly.
Or, like, they're like, I want to get into writing, and you buy them a book about writing. Like, things that are going to help empower them into the new year.
Yeah. So a Zawadi, not only is it just a gift, it's a gift to actually is meaningful, empowering to the person. So that's like the main point of it is like one, I think it's truly beautiful because the whole celebration of Kwanzaa is about like, oh, community and coming together, being tribe, celebrating us together. But also a Zawadi is a celebration of self within that community because I mean, it takes good fabric to weave into a beautiful blanket. So you need to be your own strong thread in order to play a part in a community. And a Zawadi is basically saying, thank you for being a strong participant in this, in this fabric.
That is, your metaphor is beautiful. I was also just quoting Golden Girls because you said, thank you for being a friend.
Aw. Thank you for being a friend.
Kwanzaa episode, Golden Girls.
Yeah.
That is dope. I love that. I love all of this, actually. I can't even lie.
I can't lie either. I'm enjoying this. This is like...
I feel like warm and fuzzy. I feel like... And like, what I love about Kwanzaa, actually, like, I am a true believer. I'm so glad we went on this, like, magical... I feel like today more than ever, you and I were like... lived up to learn, laugh, and play.
We did.
We grabbed hands, we went on a Kwanzaa adventure, and we discovered this Kwanzaa magic together.
It's so true. And because, I have to give you props, James, because this was your idea. And you came to me with this idea, and I was like, yeah, this is great. And I was thinking maybe it would just be fun for one segment. But the fact that like you encouraged and did the research for a whole episode, I'm like, I feel very proud to be Black right now.
Me too. And that's, like, this is like one holiday that you can't even get like all bah humbuggy about or something, you know, because it's so not commercial and it's so about personal enrichment.
Yeah.
But this holiday is so dope and so beautiful that like it's like a welcoming to like, you know, most people are kind of upset and bitter by the end of a year.
Right.
And
this, so this is like a great recharge.
Way to like recharge, wrap it up, come together and
start new.
Get some great energy going into the new year. Absolutely. So
if you are bitter about Kwanzaa after reading all of this, you're a dick. Like I was a dick. I wasn't really bitter about Kwanzaa. I just didn't know anything and I was just kind of silly about it.
It was ignorant. And so I think this is like part of the education about it. So
yeah,
so this is awesome. I hope everybody has a great Kwanzaa.
Me too. And if you do celebrate Kwanzaa, maybe send us a picture. Send us a picture of your spread.
Yeah, I would love, we can engage in the Corner Kids about, like, send photos or different things that, like, we can spark the discussion within the Minority Corner Playground about, like, what the different things mean to, we can celebrate Kwanzaa together, Minority Corner.
I love it. And each day you can tell us maybe different ways that you're celebrating each of the different, principles.
Yeah, let's spread this around. Let's put it on social media. Let's, like, really... you know, let the masses know that Kwanzaa is, you got Kwanzaa world.
You got Kwanzaa to America.
Jumpstart your creativity at Max FunCon 2017. Surround yourself with beautiful nature, brilliant artists, hilarious comedians, and of course, some of your favorite Max Fun podcasts. Whether you join us in Lake Arrowhead in June for Max FunCon or in the Poconos in September for Max FunCon East, you'll leave inspired and with a bunch of new friends. MaxFunCon.com has all of the details. Buy your tickets before they're gone.
Woo, what a Kwanzaa journey.
Kwanzaa, woo. Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, woo.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Into the Charlie Brown theme.
We are taking it back. I'm taking it back. We need some music.
Have you seen that recently? Have you seen the Charlie Brown Christmas special recently?
This is hella depressing.
It's hella weird. It's like, but not that weird. It's hella anti-commercialism.
Oh.
Which is... it's real interesting. Like, I was watching this and I was like, this is so anti-commercialism. It's like, literally, Charlie Brown gets a jank-ass tree because everybody has bought stupid, ugly trees. Like, people should revisit it.
It seems like what they should have done is just like that Charlie Brown Christmas should have just segued into Charlie Brown Kwanzaa.
He should have, because literally he goes into a big old speech at the end about how commercialism is terrible. I'm like, how come nobody remembers this part?
All I remember is like, yeah, I remember the sad tree. I remember them like playing the piano, like dancing in some room with like a dance or some sort of pageant they were getting ready for.
And then the ice skating bit.
And that was it. And the VHS copy I had was sponsored by Chevron.
Oh, see, and the whole thing is anti-commercialism. Like, between the things that we remember is them being like, commercialism is bad.
Maybe like, that was cut. So I bet that was cut out of the version that I got from Chevron.
Then you got nothing, because that's all it is.
Damn.
And the Grinch, I watched that recently. They're kind of mean to him.
Yeah, they had it coming. Those Yahoos, they don't call them Yahoos for nothing, or whatever they are. Little Cindy Who's? Yahoo.
Who in Whovilles?
Yeah, who the fuck cares? That's what that stands for.
Because the Grinch was a who, and they were like, fuck you. And so he was like, all right, fuck all y'all.
That's why being rude does not get you anywhere. And really, I bet you, also on the cutting room floor, he was actually like stealing all their shit to just be like, y'all need to celebrate Kwanzaa. I think that was like edited out. And the reason, that's what was happening. Because, like, I think that the fact that, like, more black folks are not celebrating Kwanzaa, I think, is because, once again, I think that, like, anything that is about, like, you know, your own heritage and culture, especially black folks, we have been so, like, they try to take away our culture from us and also, like, you know, make it so don't, you know, celebrate your culture. That's silly. Like, just, you know, America, 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 you know, and you're sort of, you know, or, you know, there's such thing as, like, you know, being too black or too, they just almost, like, they try to put these stigmas about what it would mean to really love your culture and history. And so, you know, that's why it's not at the end of The Grinch. That's why it's, like, not at the end of Charlie Brown.
Right. Like, you know, you can't sell anything for Kwanzaa, because what they're trying to celebrate is just people and the goodness that we have within us. And McDonald's can't wrap that up in a bow and put it in a burger. So that's why we need to populate it as people. We need to celebrate it as people.
Absolutely. And again, like, this is, I think, the only holiday that is out there that is really about celebrating Black African culture specifically. And it is done with such, you know, structure. It's not just like with the blanket statement of like, oh, Black History Month, where there's no structure. This has like, you do this on this day, this means this, and it is specifically like getting back to roots. And there should be Kwanzaa parades, there should be all kinds of stuff. So like, I am really talking specifically, like, everybody, let's do this, especially all our Black folks who are out there listening. Let's celebrate some Kwanzaa.
Let's get a holiday Kwanzaa TV special.
Yeah. Well,
that would be nice.
You and I are going to star in it already, so that's coming down the pipeline.
Because I think we won this battle against Oprah and Gayle.
Boom, take that. I will let Oprah guest on our Zawadi song. She can guest on that.
You'll let her.
You know, I don't know. Maybe she can sing like a hook or something. I don't know. I don't, you know. Her voice could overpower ours.
Oprah.
Oh, okay, fine. It's about community and unity. Fine, Oprah. Come on down. Come on over.
Come on over. Come on over, baby.
Kwanzaa.
We have
like an entire album already. Well, I hope you all enjoyed you guys got Kwanzaa'd.
Y'all got Kwanzaa'd.
Yep. Full Kwanzaa'd episode. So you should interact with us on social media about all your Kwanzaa festivities.
Minority Corner with a K on Twitter. Woo. On Facebook, there's the Minority Corner Kid Playground on Facebook, which is every single day I'm approving at least 2 to 3 people to join. Nice. So it is rapid fire. Yeah. Everybody's joining. If you aren't on there, you better join in and keep that conversation going, because everybody on there is saying wonderful, beautiful, awesome things.
Beautiful community and network.
There is some straight up umoja going on the Kwanzaa Kids Playground.
There is some umoja indeed.
Remember to leave us a review on iTunes so people can find us.
Especially celebrating our Kwanzaa episode.
Oh, email us. Email us at minoritycornerwithak@gmail.com.
Especially, we are running low on your Ask Minority Corner anything.
Yeah, remember, just do a voice memo on your phone, and you can send it through email directly that way. Because we love having your voices spliced in there. It sounds awesome.
We do. You can actually even just leave a comment. Maybe you don't even have a question. You could also leave a comment or like a brief story or interaction or something that you have. Just keep it underneath a minute is all we ask. But this
and
is
positive,
your chance,
please.
And let your voice be heard. But even, you know, or maybe it's like a problem that you ran into or whatever it is. This is your platform. This is your corner. So we want to uplift your voices as well.
Yes, we are all about Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. I just wanted to bring in another term in there.
Which is also why, you know, we celebrate this all the time. Because remember those times when we're just like, who wants to make these minority corner buttons? Who wants to make Aneke's birthday gift?
It's called Ujamaa. That's why.
That's what we've been doing. So we were already doing this. So that's what we were getting y'all ready all year long.
Two steps ahead. That's us. That's our tagline.
That's us. Two steps ahead, Minority Corner, and also Happy Kwanzaa, and you just got Kwanzaa!
Yeah!
Following the news is hard and it sucks.
How do you know which stories are important?
Which sources do you trust in this post-truth world of reactionary journalism?
I'm Brett Black.
And I'm Travis McElroy.
And we host a podcast called Trends Like These.
We cover trending news stories.
We debunk misleading clickbait headlines.
And we always try to throw in a little bit of good news.
In our quest for truth!
So join us every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.